Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Victoria Sturman, Executive Director of the East Aurora Chamber, is joining us live on WBEN this morning. Tomorrow marks the long-awaited premiere of Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story that was filmed here in Western New York. I mean, it's too bad we're not going into this weekend with a Bills win, but that's the way it goes. Victoria, you saw it a week ago at the local premiere. Yeah. Tell us about it.
It's a Hallmark movie. It's very good. It's very, very cute. The city of Buffalo, Orchard Park, and the village of East Aurora look absolutely beautiful in it. They did a really wonderful job. And from my experience and the experience of everybody I've talked to who saw it, they just thought that, you know, it really represents Buffalo, Western New York, the Bills, and Bills Mafia to a T. They did a really, really good job.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Were you following the plot of the movie, or were you more looking out for locations that were familiar and things like that?
A little of both. A little of both. You know, the plot is, like I said, really Hallmark. You know, boy meets girl or boy knows girl, and they fall in love and things like that. It was great. The plot is really interesting. What they did and how they. I can't give you too much because I want everybody to watch it this weekend. But it's cute. It's, you know, it's a holiday Hallmark movie. You walk out feeling really good and really happy. And, you know, it just brings back all those holiday feels. But yeah, it was interesting to watch all the places to see, you know, what in the village of East Aurora they showed. If there were any people that I knew in the extras, the chamber actually helped a lot with casting Buffalo to recreate Carolcade for the movie. So I was looking for all my chamber members who I knew were going to be in it to see if I could see them and find them. So it was a little bit of both.
Did you know people then? Did you recognize people in the film, or you're going to have to watch it again?
I did pick up a few. You know, it happens so quickly that you're kind of looking all over the place. But we're definitely watching it again this weekend, and I'm going to have my remote in my hand to pause and look and rewind and do all that kind of stuff just to see, because I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, did you see me? Was I in it?
Were there any surprises, anything that just took you by surprise when you saw it?
I guess how they recreated Carolcade. That's an event that the chamber runs along with several other organizations in East Aurora. So we weren't quite sure what to expect and what it was going to look like. Is it a true representation of Carolcade, which gets thousands of people on the street? No, but it's a snippet of what it does. And, you know, it's a snippet of what it looks like and the joy that it brings people. So that kind of surprised me just to see the difference. A lot of people had been asking us too, because they filmed the movie in June. So a lot of people were asking, how are they going to make it look like December in Western New York? So they brought in the fake snow, but there were still leaves on the trees when they were filming. So I kind of was watching for that to see what it looked like. And they made it look like a winter day in Western New York. Snow, slushy roads, people all huddled up and cold in their coats. So that was really interesting to see, because it was in June when they filmed in East Aurora. So all these people are walking up and down in all their winter gear, and it was a warm June evening when they filmed it. So I wouldn't say it was surprising, but it's really interesting to watch how they transitioned it and the movie magic they performed to make it look like a day or an evening in December when they filmed in June.
You know what? I remember that. And thinking back in June, is it really going to look like winter? But that's great to hear you say that. What has this movie done for East Aurora?
I think that, you know, I've said in the past, we've been the backdrop of holiday movies in the past. But this is the first full Hallmark production that has come in. In the past, filmmakers came in, they made the movie, and they sold it to the channels that it was on. But this is Hallmark coming in, and I think it's just going to draw a lot of attention to the village. We're hoping that a lot of people are going to come into the village after seeing this movie and kind of look at it. If they've been to the village before, they're going to look at it in a completely different light. And if they haven't, they're going to want to come and visit. They're going to want to come and check out Vidler's. I mean, Vidler's is a character in the movie. It's fantastic. Barbell and Elm Street Bakery, they're all in it. And it's not just the backdrop of a bakery. You see the signs. It truly is Barbell and in Vidler's and Elm Street Bakery in that movie. So we're hoping that it's going to be a huge draw, not only locally, because, you know, we get a lot of local visitors, but we're hoping that it's regional and nationwide, that people are going to want to come to this village and see what it's really like.
I bet you're right about that. And the other thing is, East Aurora is all decorated for Christmas.
Yes, it is.
A lot earlier than normal, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we when the Bills and Hallmark got their permission to close the street down for the rally that they did when they had the private screening here in the village, you know, the cat was out of the bag. So we were looped in, and we met with Hallmark and the Bills, and, you know, what can we do? How can we help to make this a huge thing? And one of the big things was getting our businesses involved and you know, the village decorated a week or so earlier than they normally would on the street, and just getting our businesses to decorate their windows and how to kind of leverage that event that was happening. So it was kind of fun to go out and, you know, November 11th, November 10th, and seeing the garland going up on street lamps and businesses decorating their windows and playing holiday music in the stores if they hadn't started already. So it really brought that holiday feeling to the village a lot earlier than it normally happens.
Wow. Well, Victoria, thanks so much. I'm so glad to talk with you this morning. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to watching it starting tomorrow. But that's Victoria Sturman, Executive Director of the East Aurora Chamber. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Victoria.
Same to you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.